Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Elizabeth?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Monica with Family First Home Care.
Yes.
I was reaching out to you because I see that you spoke with Melissa. She informed me that you wanted me to schedule you an appointment to get your TB test done.
Yeah, she said the blood work is
yes.
something that can be done. Do you know roughly how much that costs?
I know that it depends. I know one location, which is AFC, costs $90, but there is also Quest Diagnostics. I'm not sure how much they charge for the blood test.
If it costs $90, that's the same amount as the two PPD tests was going to be. So the blood work is going to be a hell of a lot easier than going to a place four times.
Yes, I strongly agree. You should always get the blood test. Because, yeah, the PPD is the two-test process. You have to go and then come back and then go back again.
Yeah.
The process. Let me see if I have any locations. You're in Allentown, right?
Correct.
Are you anywhere near, because I'm not familiar with the Pennsylvania area, but are you anywhere near Philadelphia or, let me see.
No, I'm not near Philadelphia. Philadelphia is more than an hour away.
Okay. All right, let me see what other locations I would have. Just bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so it seems like all the AFC locations are far for you. So what I'll do is I can request Quest Diagnostics to text you or call you and schedule an appointment to the closest location that they have.
Okay.
To you. So let me go ahead and do that right now. Just give me one moment so I can submit that request. And your zip code is 18104, correct?
Yes.
All right, and when would you be available?
I'm available today, tomorrow, like as soon as possible.
Okay, today you would say like from 1:30 until about 5?
Yes.
Okay, and the same tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and submit this request and just keep a lookout. Either they're going to call you or they're going to send you a text message with an appointment. And then just let them know if you're able to make that appointment. If not, you can always reschedule with them directly, okay?
Once you do that,
just send me a quick text message letting me know when you schedule the appointment so that way I can follow up on your results, okay?
Okay. Also, on the application, the address I put down is my mailing address, but I stay in, like, an extended stay hotel. So if I sent like a bill for as long as I've been here, would that suffice?
The thing is that the document has to be from 2023 or older, because you need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more.
Oh, so just like, in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the current address that you're in right now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Any address in Pennsylvania, we just need to see your name.
Okay.
On it, your
so
phone
I could
name.
Send you like a picture of my old ID from an apartment that I lived. Okay,
yeah,
and I could send that to the email and the nervous because picture text messages don't really work that well on my phone.
Yeah, you can send it to that email that I sent you before.
Okay, and you did get the copy of my driver's license and social security card, correct?
I do have both of your IDs, yeah.
Okay, because they tried saying before that I never sent it, and it was, like, I did send it to the email that you provided.
Yeah, the thing is that I was out on vacation last week, so they didn't have access to my email, so that's why they were trying to reach out to see if you can resend it, but then eventually got access to my email, and they found it.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So I will definitely, I'll send that old ID to, you know, the email, you know. I thought it was at the current address because I was like, well, that's not going to work.
No, it's fine. I'm glad we cleared it up. But, yeah, just send me a picture through my email, and I'll respond to your email once I receive it, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Elizabeth, my pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.